Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
It's Dire Straits bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jack Eldrick is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow. I encourage you to check this book out, folks, and all the things that Jack has done, has written his dozen books or so, and wherever books are sold. And that's jumpthecurve.com, is that right?
No, now my website is just my name, jackaldrich.com. Okay. That's the easiest way to find everything.
Jack, U-L-D-R-I-C-H, jackaldrich.com. So check that out, folks.
Correct.
And, you know, Jack, in the previous segment you talked about awareness, and you got to open your head, you got to open your eyes, you got to open your mind. You got to be curious. If I could give somebody one thing, I'd give them curiosity, I think, Jack. And one of the things that I think so many small business owners completely miss an opportunity on, and maybe even an opportunity that could be the difference in sustaining their business, is they don't go to their industry trade groups like they should. Because when they go to the industry trade groups, they're going to hear people like you who are not industry people, who maybe are industry people. Every industry has a futurist.
They're
speaking at these events. They're telling you what's coming at you around the corner. You don't have to read everything. Show up at these events, see what other people are doing, and that's how you become aware.
That's right. I mean, I actually advocate, if you don't go to your association convention, you have to take a week just to think and read about the future. But the beauty of what these associations do is they package that all for you in a couple of days. And they say, here's how your world is changing. They bring in speakers. They bring in breakout sessions to help you, give you the information that you need to be thinking about in order to be successful, not just today, but tomorrow and next
And they're
year.
Almost always in a fun place, so pack a couple of few extra days of vacation in there and write the whole thing off. That's what you can do that. That's one of the good things about being a small business owner.
That's right. And I would say, you know, that time off is really important, is that it's not just a vacation. What you're doing is you're giving yourself time to think. And as you and I were talking during the break, sometimes you begin putting dots together in really innovative ways. And so don't be afraid to give yourself a little free time just to think and reflect and let the stuff marinate in your head. And
you got to get your awareness outside out from between your own ears.
Yes,
you got to get something coming in. It's like, you know, reporters. You've heard of reporters reporting between their ears, right? They're not actually getting out. They're just talking. They're writing about what they think things are happening. Let's move down and talk about humility. What does humility have to do with this?
Humility has a lot to do with it. I think one of the reasons why people frequently miss the future and miss opportunities to grow their business is because they weren't willing to let go of things that they thought they knew about their business, their industry, their customer, or their business model. Change is happening really fast.
Hidebound.
To all of those segments. And let me just give you a recent example. So earlier we were talking about awareness. Last week, Facebook was talking about how they're now developing something called chatbot.
Right.
And what that is using, customers are going to be able to use their voice on Facebook to begin making queries. And retailers are already exploring how the customer of the near future is going to interact differently. And so you as a small business owner, for a couple of dollars a month, should you experiment with some of these chatbots and see how Facebook and other social media platforms might allow you to help sell things or reach new customers in different ways?
Well, yeah. one thing's for sure, whether you want to do it or not, when something like this happens, you got to say to yourself, is this going to be my customer's next expectation of me?
That's right. And, I mean, I know that you've been talking until you're blue in the face about this, but you are absolutely right. Just because you are not comfortable, because you didn't grow up using it, does not mean that your customers are not going to do it. And so have some humility. And I think this is the benefit of having humility, is that you're constantly questioning yourself. And by doing that, you keep a more open mind, you stay more curious, you ask more probing questions, and because you ask better questions, you get better answers.
I don't know how many times I've given a speech, and some young person, some 20-something, would walk up to me and say, I wish I could have gotten my dad to come to this. They work for their dad, and they said, I wish I could have gotten my dad to come listen to you. But he didn't. He wasn't really willing to risk. It's what a friend of mine says. You got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Yeah. Could I just say something real quick about that, Youngson?
Yep.
Is that if you are, and I'm just arbitrary age, over the age of 40, get a reverse mentor, someone who is younger than you, who has less experience.
It's true.
Not because they have more experience.
I call them my employees.
Okay. I call them my kids.
Hey, listen, when you get to be my age, everybody's younger than you.
But it requires an act of humility to get a reverse mentor, to be willing to learn from younger people. But if you do, you're going to see the world from a different perspective, come to some new insights that might help you innovate into the future.
I go to my all of my employees are millennials.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to them and say, you know, tell me, what are you seeing out there? Over the years, I've asked them many questions, and they'll tell me, you know, and sometimes I'm surprised.
Yeah. You know, you were
sometimes talking, I don't like the answer.
Right. Last time, you were just talking about how you were talking to the banking industry recently.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new app called Venmo, and the company has something called the Venmo line. If you're under the age of 30, you've never heard of this app. But young people are using it. It's changing how they purchase things. It's changing how they think about money.
Right.
And most people over the age of 30 in the banking industry don't even know.
They don't know about it. That's one of the things I talk to the bankers about is about the changing of online finance. And many of them don't know anything about it, and it's gonna take them down. Hold on to that thought. Jack Oldrich is our guest. He and I will be right back. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.